Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn, just around the corner. Hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. This year, Hero.Loan personally paid over $85,000 worth of appraisals for our service members. You'll never pay for an appraisal at Hero.Loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book detailing some of the wildest and craziest true happenings. Bad Mood, Good Mood. There's stories about crazy marriages, professional athletes harassing actors in airports and playing practical jokes on everybody, both male and female stalkers, politicians' kids, family brawls, cops running fake lie detector tests, you name it. Want to turn your bad mood into a good mood? Check out my book online at badmoodgoodmood.com. That's badmoodgoodmood.com. First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned, hot, clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Most RVers in December are heading south, but not Adrian. She's heading for Harmony State Park in Indiana. New Harmony is one of those places that was out of the way 100 years ago and is still out of the way. Sunday night it rains for 14 hours. Monday she calls. It's cold here and the campground is flooded. I better leave. The snow has begun. The wind is blowing at 40 miles an hour and the wind chill is minus 10. She calls from a rest stop. The motorhome is warm, but there's nobody on the highway. Gee, I wonder why. About 7:05 on the longest day, the four winds creeps down our narrow, snow-covered street. Adrian backs into Grandma's drive and just sits in the driver's seat, bleeding off the adrenaline. Grandma has been an RVer since the 1950s, so the two veterans talk as though the adventure was just another trip. As for me, I was glad the ordeal was over, and I didn't even go. RVs create memories, some more vivid than others. See what it's all about at Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Well, partners and him.
There's no fun left on him.
And we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of
creamy poop of a mystic unicorn.
Me, he's adding crazy stuff to this show. Yeah. We don't go for that. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 21st Thanksgiving Eve edition of Pigeon's Playhouse. Yeah, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They have an offer that, yes, you can refuse it if you want to, but I can't imagine why you would. That makes you crazy. If you don't think this is a very attractive offer, I'll tell you what it is. Thousands of people have taken advantage of it. It only comes along about once a year. We'll talk. But first, we need to do this.
Hey!
We need to introduce ourselves to you at the control board. A man who for 19 years of his life lived somewhere else, and he lived there long enough to pick up this accent that he has. He was in Great Britain, and 10 of those years he was in Birmingham, England. Yes. He's the one and only Trevor Limey, Limestone Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Frank, did you almost just call me Trimey?
I did. I did almost call you Trimey. It would have been a combination of
Trevor and Limey.
Limey, yeah, Limey and Trevor. That could have been Lever.
Oh,
but it came out Trimey.
Or Leper.
I like it. Trimey.
Or Leper.
I like it.
You like Trimey?
I think that might
if you
be
like
my.
It,
that might
no,
be my
if you
new,
like it,
dating
no,
app
no,
name or something
no,
like that.
No. If you like it, then we're never going to use it again. We're not here to do things nice for each other. So now that you've said you like it, you'll never hear it again. Ladies and gentlemen, Limey, Limestone Phillips, I know you just said hello, but say hi again to everybody.
Hello to everybody. I hope you're having a great day, and if I don't get to talk to you tomorrow, have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Now, see, the second time you remembered to tell people Happy Thanksgiving. Good for you. In the glass booth, the quarantine room, the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss, who was late today.
Mm-hmm.
He was like an hour late or close to it because he was stuck in traffic, or so he said.
Yeah.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, you can call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Happy Turkey Day, everybody. I don't like that when people say, I just say Happy Thanksgiving, but Happy Turkey Day.
If you don't like it, you just did it. Why did you do it?
I know. I just did
it. You said Happy Turkey Day, everybody, and you said, I don't like it when people do that.
I know, I don't, but I just said it. I have no idea why I did that. I
that's
just
Dan, everybody. That sums it right up. That's Dan Strauss for you. That's
pretty
a typical
much.
Typical Danism. Bill Cleveland is in Nashville again. We'll check in with him in a moment. He was there before, not long ago. He loves Nashville. And I wouldn't think he would. He didn't seem like he would, but he does, man. He's into Nashville.
Oh, but his brother lives there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that'd be a good reason to go there. Folks, you hear him every afternoon. Telling stories, hawking his book, doing the news, resetting the clock. You can't hear him reset the clock, but trust me, he resets the clock. He is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello to everybody. You know what? He's also a private investigator. Thank you, Limey. Just like Jim Rockford in the Rockford Files. Now, Tim, say hello to everybody.
Thank you, Frank. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business for 10 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, a 5-star rating with Google. And even if you don't need a PI, maybe you like PI stories. I wrote a book of them. Check it out online, badmoodgoodmood.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And Rat Boy just showed me the letter that he's putting in the mail tonight to Santa Claus. It's his Christmas list. He's got one thing on it. What do you want for Christmas?
Cheese.
Just says, Dear Santa, I want some cheese, signed Rat Boy.
Huh.
But you know what? That's unselfish. Unlike kids that ask for everything. I want a bike, and I want a day, and I want a day. Not Rat Boy. One simple request. Cheese. What do you leave out for him? Like, you don't leave cookies. What did you tell me you leave out?
Cheese.
That's right. There's cheese for Santa Claus.
That's our Rat Boy. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
In a moment, Bill Clavlin from Nashville, Tennessee. First, a word from First Community Credit Union, the people who make the yard sale possible every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. That's now going very well. Thank you for that. And if you haven't heard it, please, please, Saturday morning, what else you got to do Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock? Turn on the radio, hit the app, whatever. Sit back and listen to what people want to sell that they don't need anymore, that other people do need. You may find something you want. You may decide you want to sell something. You just want to listen for the entertainment value. The reason I mention it, one sponsor and only one, First Community Credit Union. Now, here's their current offer, and this only comes around about once a year, and every time it does, they get a whole boatload of new customers, although we're called members, not just customers. Here's the offer. If you have a car payment, and most of you do, some of you have a couple of car payments, move them over to First Community Credit Union. It's easy to do. Now the car payment, what? What was that?
Nobody said anything.
I heard something.
Mm-mm. You might have heard.
I mean, yeah, you might have heard my chair.
That could have been it. So you move your car payment or payments over to First Community Credit Union, you get $100. That's it. They put $100 in an account in your name. You have $100 in an account at First Community Credit Union, and you may very well also have a lower car payment because their rates are tremendous. They're real competitive with their car rates. So there it is. That's the offer. You can take it or leave it. I can't imagine why anybody would leave. Now, I'm going to keep my car payment where it is, and I don't need $100. And who cares if I can get a lower car payment? What are you, crazy? It's a great offer. First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Find out more at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
And if we let that song go long enough, he'd probably have Nashville in there. I've never heard the whole song. I guess I have, but I didn't notice if Nashville is in it. But that's where Bill Clavlin is today. He's in Nashville, Tennessee, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in this country, and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. More at windowworld.stlouis.com. Please always let the Window World people know your AM and the PM. Give it up for Bill Clavlin.
There they are.
Following them all the way to Nashville.
That's called loyalty, buddy. You got a loyal audience of three, but it's loyal.
No, I think it's four. Don't shortchange me. It's four.
Okay, it could be four. So Dan just reminded me, your brother lives in Nashville, but you were in Nashville not long ago. You like Nashville a lot.
You know, the state of Tennessee, I absolutely love. I would not mind living in Tennessee at some point, maybe in the near future. We'll see what happens. But Nashville has grown so much. In fact, I was just having this conversation with my dad. We traveled down here doing the Thanksgiving thing down here this next few days. But it has become so crowded that there is no way that I would live in Nashville. My brother does not live right in Nashville. He lives maybe 40 minutes outside of Nashville, which is great because you don't want to live in Nashville anymore. The traffic is horrible. It's super congested. If you've ever taken a walk down Broadway downtown, within the last, I don't know, a few years, it's almost like, it's just going to sound stupid, but it's almost like it's like Times Square. I mean, there are so many people everywhere now. And I guess maybe that's a good problem to have. People are down here spending their tourist dollars and checking things out. But as far as living, it's not a place that I would live anymore. And that's unfortunate. And there are some things that, you know, I talked to him, a few friends that do live down here and have lived here for a long time. And I guess this happens with every city that grows. You know, they start knocking down buildings and putting up these sky rises, and it kind of changes the feeling of the town a little bit. So that's unfortunate. But yeah, there's a lot of great things about Nashville and Tennessee. Like you mentioned, oh, you're from Tennessee. I love the state of everything about the state of Tennessee.
Well, you wouldn't if you went and spent any time where I grew up, because you're in the pretty, from Nashville east. That's the best part of Tennessee. The worst part of Tennessee is West Tennessee, Memphis, and then 80 miles from there.
Yeah, I disagree. I know you don't like Memphis, but I like Memphis as well. Memphis is another town that is on the rebound. I mean, I don't know when the last time you were down there, but you know,
a long time ago.
Yeah, that town has turned around quite a bit. They've invested a lot of money. You know, Johnny Morris, who we both appreciate, a Bass Pro. He's put in a brand new Bass Pro shop inside of an old sporting arena. It was actually somewhere you'll be driving down, I guess it's 55, and you look off to the left side of the highway, and there's this gigantic pyramid. And it's a pyramid. It's a gigantic pyramid, and it's a Bass Pro shop. And just they've invested a lot of money in that town. So yeah, it's turned around quite a bit. But I do know what you're saying. And yes, Eastern Tennessee, certainly, you get closer to the Smoky Mountains and stuff. It's, oh my gosh, yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
And the Blues are playing there in Nashville tonight, Bill. You guys could grab some tickets and head over there.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Get off your wallet, Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Hey, why do you think in the last few years Nashville has become so crowded? What do you think that's about?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Have you ever seen the TV show Nashville?
You know what? I bet that does have some sort of a play, and I
guarantee it does.
Yeah, there are a lot of people though who, and like I said, I've been coming down here for years. I mean, I love Nashville. I probably started in the late '90s. I started coming down quite frequently, and there were people who back then would say, well, it's all country music, so and I don't like country music, why on earth would I go to Nashville? And what I think people started to discover was that Nashville is way more than just country music. And you know, obviously that's kind of, you know, that's how it was put on the map, but there's a lot more to it than just country music.
So they have Western music,
don't
too.
Like country
they
music,
do.
They have both. Country and Western.
Well, what's interesting to me, though, is that both Nashville and Austin, Texas, have just exploded. And what do they have in common? Music.
Mm-hmm.
Music.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's something to this.
And all the bands that play in the clubs in Nashville, they don't play. The clubs don't pay them. They play for tips. So people will come up and drop money in their tip bucket or whatever. So that's all they play for is tips.
Fun.
And there's a lot of people that I know that went to Nashville and that's their living is their as music. And it's crazy.
And yes, and you'll walk down the street. We're talking about walking down Broadway. You'll walk down the street and there are people playing music everywhere. It may just be one guy on his guitar belting out a tune, or you'll pop into a restaurant and there'll be people playing. And yeah, music is a huge, huge part of this town. And if you are a fan of music, and I say any kind of music, but yeah, it's mostly country, but they have a lot of different types of music and it is everywhere.
Here's the deal. If you want to get discovered and you're a musician, especially country, this is where you go. It's kind of like if you're an actor, where are you going to go? St. Louis? No, you're going to go out to Los Angeles, the L.A. area. And country music. Look, I remember a guy told me a story back when I was in country radio, and I'll never forget it. He said he used to go into a little club, like a bar, and he went there as a regular to hear the guy sing who was there every weekend, just sitting with a guitar, just him. And everybody loved this guy. This guy's got something special. The guy was Garth Brooks, for goodness sakes. And he said he was just a guy in a bar until he hit it big. And I just... And there's a Garth Brooks right now sitting in one of those little places in Nashville playing, hoping somebody will notice him. And if he's really good... Maybe they will. Maybe the right person from Music Row will walk in there and hear him and go, here's my card, call me.
Well, that's funny you mentioned Garth, because what I was just about to say is I heard an interview with Garth not even a week or two ago, and he posed the question, he said, people will say, if I want to be a star in country music, what do I need to do? He said, the first thing I always tell him, got to get to Nashville. That's where you have to go. You have to be in Nashville. And so, yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people that come here hoping to be discovered. Country music obviously has changed a whole heck of a lot. There's really not a lot of country music that I personally like anymore. I mean, I think probably for me, the 90s was the best, you know, the last time I really, really enjoyed country music. Yeah. But even then, you know, people are looking for the new country now down here. The guys like, you know, Jason Aldean or some of these other more rock pop, you know, country stars. But a lot of good stuff to do. I always mention the Country Music Hall of Fame. Again, even if you don't like country music, that place is phenomenal. Even if you're just a fan of, you know, instruments and stuff. I think I was just telling Dan this the other day that, I mean, just like the guitar selection that they have down here, it's crazy to walk through and see the different exhibits of different instruments that, that people have used. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. So even though it's crowded now, don't let that deter you. Come down, check it out if you've never been. It's a great town. And then the surrounding areas as well. There's a lot to see. And it's beautiful. Well, this time of the year, it's not quite as green. But, man, you come down here in the spring or summer, it, there's nothing more pretty than this part of Tennessee.
Okay.
That's it. I'm going to go enjoy some time with family. So we're my brother has just created a monster. My dad just about 15 minutes ago learned for the first time how to send a text message. So that'll be fun.
What? Way to go. Whoa. Way to go, Rick.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that'll be... And FaceTime. So,
oh,
yeah,
no.
So That'll be fun. So look forward to
next will be the,
lots of new messages.
Next will be the sports gambling sites and porn. It's the natural progression.
He didn't say that he wasn't already watching porn.
Oh, well,
he just, yeah, no, I didn't mention that. I was trying to keep that under the rug, but sorry, he does now know how to...
Oh, don't show him that, because I hear that's pretty addictive.
I won't. All right, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There he goes. Bill Cleveland. Bill sent me a copy of an email he got. I want to read this to you. I think this is great. This is Bill. I was listening on the radio today, and you mentioned you're going to Nashville. I'd like to suggest you visit Colt's Chocolates. It's in the Gulch area. Aside from producing and selling some of the best sweets and candies on earth, the longtime owner is a St. Louis girl named Mackenzie Colt. She was a regular on Hee Haw and spent some time as a singing Playboy bunny. She's an interesting person, and the store is something you should see while you're on the road. And then he says, I enjoy your segment on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I was born in St. Louis. Currently, I live and listen in Florence, Italy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Louis Caracello. Louis, if you're listening in Florence, Italy, and apparently you are, thank you, man, for keeping us with you in Florence, Italy, and really appreciate the email to Bill. See, I don't think most people realize how many people are listening and where. Now, certainly an advertiser doesn't care if this guy's listening. He's in Florence, Italy. You know, he can't go call Thompson Price or go to Johnny Landoff, but still kind of a cool thing that people listen around the world like that. And I also firmly believe this show does a lot better on this station than some people think it does. And you know what my gauge is? Email. I get the same amount of email now that I got at the other station. In fact, I get people I never heard from. There are certainly regular emailers, people who will email you every 3 or 4 days, and that's fine. They're very loyal that way. But I seem to get more new emails, people I've never, or they'll say a first time, never emailed before, never called before, here than the other place. So I am baffled why we don't have advertisers just, you know, hey, how do I get on the show or whatever? But we don't. The truth is we don't. And we're going to fix that. And I think it may be because they're under the... First of all, one of the things we're up against is other stations selling against us and telling people, yeah, they don't have an audience. That's not, this is probably the most successful talk show with the biggest audience of any show in St. Louis. It is. I just know it is. But you got that. You got ad agency people going out trying to sell you other stuff. You got all these competitors trying to go after what they know is a good chunk of business. They know that if anybody's thinking about being on the show, they're going to spend some money. You're always welcome to at least contact me and investigate whether it's possible you can be part of this show. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. I'm real easy to get, and I read my emails every day. Most people read them more than once a day. Generally, once, maybe twice a day. What was I going to mention? There's a when Tim wraps up the news, he says, the all-new studios of KFNS 590 The Fan. I like that. The all-new. How long will we be able to do that, though? Because they're not really, like, brand new.
Well, you know, I actually had an email on that because I used to say from the beautiful new. And, it, you know, you can only be beautiful for so long. So now I just say the all-new. And now, and then after three more months, I'm going to say from the worn-down used 590 The Fan.
why couldn't we, for the next year, why couldn't we say something like from the not brand new but still pretty new studios?
Why can't we just
because
say,
compared to most studios, they are still pretty new.
Why don't we just, instead of saying used, because people don't like that, we just say the pre-owned studios.
Why don't we sell a sponsorship
but they
for
weren't
the name
pre-owned.
Of the
studio? There you go.
hold on. They weren't pre-owned. These studios weren't pre-owned. They're brand new. Nobody owned them before.
I'm just saying, people pre-owned. Don't like the word used. Let's go with pre-owned or the lightly experienced studios of 590.
Why don't we just say from the state-of-the-art, palatial, beautiful studios of KFNS 590.
State-of-the-art, palatial.
Plush.
I like that.
From Frank, Frank Opinion's Den in Wildwood, I'm Tim Woodburn.
From the Butterface Studios.
What does that even mean?
Butterface? You don't know what the phrase Butterface?
But it doesn't make, what does it mean in that context? It doesn't make sense from the Butterface Studios.
Just saying, got a nice body, not saying it. Kind of iffy about the face.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It would be like calling it the Chicken Lip Studios. It doesn't make any sense. It's just funny.
Yeah, right? Not everything on this show has to make sense.
I like
Frank.
That. Chicken Lip Studio.
We could combine
so the documentary I watched on Netflix, for those of you who get Netflix, was called Tricky Dick and the Man in Black. It's Richard Nixon inviting Johnny Cash to perform at the White House. It was a terrific documentary. I just stumbled on it accidentally. I was just flipping through going, okay, new releases. And I saw Tricky Dick and the Man in Black. Well, I knew Tricky Dick was Richard Nixon. I knew Man in Black was Johnny Cash. So I watched it. I thought it was really good. So there you go. It's on Netflix. Brenda Lee, before we leave, Limey, cue it up. I feel obligated one more time before this first holiday, because starting especially tomorrow and Friday, Black Friday, we went to like a shopping area last night, just walking around, and I heard music, and then the next door music coming from it, and it was all Christmas music, all of it.
I know.
Every single store. So it started. One of the things that's going to happen, especially you people with young kids, you're going to walk into a store, you're going to get in the car, have the radio on, and you're going to hear the filthy Brenda Lee version of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I will warn you now, and we did this yesterday, but I'm going to warn you again, the F word, maybe we'll have some effing pie.
Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Pretty innocent little 13-year-old girl singing, Brenda Lee from the 50s. Wow, this is great. Come on, family. You can all listen to this. Here it comes, effing pie.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Stop it right there. Stop it. Stop it.
Wow.
How many years, Dan? How many years have we tried to warn, and we cannot shut this down? It still is being played. How many years?
I know. I don't know.
25?
Oh, at least. Yeah. At least.
And now to Eartha Kitt. This is even more disgusting. Eartha Kitt. Folks, I'm warning you and preparing you now, so don't say we didn't warn you. Don't write and say, well, I can't believe it. I was listening and I heard this some woman saying that Santa should do something on her Christmas list. It was disgusting. Well, be warned. Here it comes. And you're going to hear this a lot. I cannot
Santa
believe it.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
See, the way they trick you, that little kitten
voice. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Come on, family. You can all listen to this one, too. This sounds like a great song.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Boy, she's high maintenance. She has some pretty expensive things for Christmas.
Yeah.
Santa baby,
she makes it clear. If she doesn't get it, he can just go something on her Christmas list. You'll see. Filthy.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good.
What do you want him to do?
If you check off my Christmas list.
All right, stop it. Stop it right there.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know if I can go on. I'm so disgusted with that. It's been going on for 50 years. Thank you, Limestone. It's very inappropriate. Eartha Kitt is her name.
Sometimes when people say jerk, they mean check. Check, baby, jerk, check. See, it sounded to me
like the word she used was jack.
Stop me when I say jerk. Check, jerk.
They sound completely different. And by the way, she didn't use either one of those words. She used the word jack.
Yeah.
Oh.
She thought we would think it was check.
Yeah,
it wasn't check. Oh, no, Eartha. No, we're not that stupid. We heard you.
Check, jack. Can you tell what I'm saying? Check.
They're not the same thing at all. You have a flat tire. You don't get out and say, hey, do you have a check in your trunk? You say, do you have a jack in your trunk? They're not the same. Hey, would you write me a jack? No, I'll write you a check.
Yeah. See, waiter, can I have my jerk?
Oh, man. Now, this is something I had no idea about this, but I go to my wife and go, hey, have you ever heard of David's Bridal Shop? And she goes, oh, sure. Listen to this. David's Bridal, the nation's largest wedding retailer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh.
This is a company that makes and mails out thousands and thousands of bridal dresses. They also do prom dresses, but the big part is bridal dresses. Now, they have over 300 stores. I've never heard of David's Bridal, but we're not women. I guarantee you. And here's why I say they all know what this place is. One in every three bridal gowns in this country is bought from David's Bridal.
Where are they filing bankruptcy then? Wow.
That's what I want to know. And how about this? I'll go around the room. The average price right now in this country for a wedding dress, Limey?
I'm going to go average price, $1,800 to $2,000. I'll say $2,000.
Ooh, man.
Dan?
I'll say $2,400.
I'll say $2,403.
You're all high. It's $1,500. But see, to me, and you guys guessed even higher. To me, that sounds really high. I mean, can't you get a wedding dress for like $500 or something?
Apparently not a decent one.
Can I ask you a question? Does a wedding? I mean, if two women are getting a wedding dress and one woman's bigger than the other woman, won't the larger woman's dress cost more if it's the same make and model?
Oh, more fabric?
Yeah,
and it should.
Is that how it's done?
I don't know.
You know, I'm not actually sure.
Same make and model.
I do not. Look, my daughter is going to get married here in the next year. And we're still, this is an, and I'll tell you more about this later. We're nowhere near the end of this process. But this wedding dress thing, I don't get it. I kind of get it, but I don't get it. You wear it once. They'll never wear it again, ever.
No.
Never.
And they keep it.
And all that money in a couple of hours, it's over.
I always thought, why can't you rent a wedding dress?
You can.
Oh, you absolutely you can.
You can.
So why wouldn't you do that?
Don't ask me, man. I'm not a woman. I don't get it.
Not only that, Dan, you can not only can you rent a wedding dress, you can rent a wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It can happen.
Wow.
Hour at a time, year at a time, three-year deal.
Guys almost always rent the tuxedo for the wedding. Almost always. Women almost never rent the dress. Oh, no, they got to buy the dress, waste a bunch of money. Women, you know, they're just different. Ladies, there are three of them that are different right now. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
But they're all cute, as you can see. So, this guy is putting his daughter to bed. She's about 3 years old. And every night, it's the same routine. He tells her a story, and then she says her prayers before she goes to bed. And this particular night, she says, thank you, Lord, for everything. And God bless Mommy, God bless Daddy, God bless Grandma, and please take care of Grandpa in heaven. And her dad, it's like, what? He walks out of the room thinking, what the heck is that all about? Take care of Grandpa. And the next day, her grandpa dies. Next day. So, a couple nights later, he's putting his little daughter to bed. He tells her a story, reads to her a little bit. He says, okay, time for your prayers. She says, okay, God bless Mommy, God bless Daddy. take care of Grandma in heaven. And he's thinking, oh, no. I don't know what happened last time. Sure enough, the next day, Grandma is dead. She drops dead. So weeks later, weeks go by. Putting her to bed one night, she says, God bless Mommy. God bless Daddy. Oh, I'm sorry. She says, God bless Mommy. Now, she can't say God bless Grandma. Grandma's gone. So she just says, God bless Mommy, and please take good care of my dad in heaven. Now her dad walks out of the room. He's freaking out because she's done this twice before, and the next day, Grandma's dead, Grandpa's dead. Now she says, take care of my dad in heaven. So he can't sleep. He can't sleep all night. He gets up. He's up at like 4 in the morning. He decides he might as well just go into the office. He's a nervous wreck all day. He can't eat. He's watching the clock. He's being extra careful. So he heads home, and he's thinking, well, I'm 3/4 of the way through the day. Maybe I'll make it. And he can't get it out of his head, hearing his daughter say, please take care of my dad in heaven. He pulls up to his house, and on the front porch, he sees the UPS guy is dead.
Get a check on traffic with Joe Sonderman. A
couple of issues we're dealing with. Some major delays eastbound 270 close to West Florissant to Bell Fountain. The left lane is closed due to a crash there. Southbound 270 tied up near Big Bend most of the way to Gravois. They're moving one out of the two left lanes there. This report sponsored by Sinex. If you've got the dreaded stuffy nose this cold and flu season, try Sinex nasal spray. It starts to work in seconds to clear your nose and lasts for up to 12 hours. Be ready when congestion strikes. Sinex and nasal spray. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full-horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodward. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a PI with a new book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. It's 50 hilarious and true stories of the life of a PI. It's a great $15 stocking stuffer, or send someone an e-version or an audiobook version for just $13. Check it out online, badmoodgoodmood.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at the Appliance Discounters.
The The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get so
at the Bertarelli Cutlery address on Marconi, you think that street is named after the, you know, the guy who invented radio?
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
We might not be here had it not been for Mr. Marconi. Well, one of the people over the years who's made radio more enjoyable is now residing in Dallas, Texas. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns. And next door to Annie Guns is the Smokehouse Market. Over the years, we have bought more fantastic stuff from the Smokehouse Market than I can even begin to recall. So I'm just going to invite you, if you want to really treat yourself, dinner at Annie Guns. Now, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse are both closed only on Monday, and you do need reservations for Annie Guns Restaurant. If you can find Chesterfield Valley, and you can, then get off at Boone's Crossing. If you're going west, cross over 40, turn left, and just go east of all that other stuff. And there, if you're headed east, on the right, sits Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards are not just bought by people this time of year. They buy them all year, thousands of them. Why not? It's a great idea. Who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Guns at the Smokehouse Market? Would you please give it up for Mike Evans? Homer?
Look up myself.
Fill us in
Happy
on the latest.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, huh?
Fill us in on the latest.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
You too.
To everybody.
You too. Same to you. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. This week's pop quiz, celebrities who have major dental work done today. Who has had major dental work, including some false teeth and implants, some bone grafting? Is it George Bush, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, or Joe Biden?
What happened? Your voice got real weird. What happened there? Are you choking or something?
Several great movies opening this weekend, including Green Book. It's finally coming out to national release. I gave it 4 stars a month ago. Guarantee a multiple Oscar nominee, multiple Oscar winner, Green Book. Also opening tomorrow, Ralph Breaks the Internet. It is a fun film full of entertainment for the family, especially younger Internet users and gamers. Hilarious journey inside the Internet. It's just a trip. Great animation from who else? Disney. PG, 114 minutes, 3 stars.
Then there's You didn't give stars to Green Book, did you? You didn't give many stars.
4 stars.
Okay.
4 stars. Then there's Robin Hood. Been there, done that. Taron Egerton is solid as Robin Hood. Jamie Foxx, only so-so as Little John. It's just not that great, to be honest with you. 1.5 stars. Another movie, Creed 2. Are you into the Creed movies at all?
Yeah, I actually like them.
Mm-hmm. You're going to like this one. This is the best of the bunch, or the two.
I spoke this morning with Sly Stallone. He is thrilled.
Oh, you know, that's the kind of thing you got to record, Frank.
I did. He was on satellite, and it sounds like he's right in the studio. And I said, so your thoughts on the movie? This, to him, is the best of the best. Here's what Sly Stallone had to say.
I think it's one of the better ones. You know, it's a Creed 2. I said, hey, it's the best one yet.
Sly Stallone, everybody.
Yeah.
Again, you're not going to hear that anywhere else.
No.
Another movie opening over the weekend, a preview here today, it is Front Runner, the story of slime bucket Gary Hart, who in 1988 had the Democrat nomination in his hip pocket, maybe the presidency, but with a pregnant wife at home, Hart getting caught having lured affair, wandering off the reservation, it gets ugly. Hugh Jackman and stars with J.K. Simmons. Great movie about a big jerk. 3 stars for Front Runner. I love it.
I'm going to see that. I don't see that.
I'll tell you another movie you need to see, and limited release. You have to look for it, but they're in St. Louis. Really, really good. You have to look for it. It's called The World Before Your Feet. It's a documentary. Now, you know, I worked for the New York Post for 4 years. I love New York. I've probably been there 100 times. This is a documentary about a guy named Matt who walked every street in the all 5 boroughs. Over 8,000 miles, it took him 6 years. As he talked to people and met people that lived throughout New York. This is a great movie. I've never done this before, but if there were 5 stars, this one would get 5 stars.
Man.
It's called The World Before Your Feet.
So people who are not New Yorkers, don't know anything about New York, will still like this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
A TV suggestion, Saturday on 48 Hours, an in-depth investigation as both sides of a really old buddy of mine. First radio job I ever had, he did middays at KRLA. He also owned a studio with a guy, the morning show guy, Bob Hudson. Used to go in there, clean up the studio, help out. Really good guy. This is a story on 48 Hours, an in-depth look at both sides of my old buddy Casey Kasem's family.
Uh-oh.
Both the wife and the family blaming each other for murdering him and their fight over his $80 million estate.
Wow.
It is disgusting. It's shocking, but you be the judge. I don't know his kids. I've never met his kids, but I can tell you, I never liked his wife, Jean. She's a bitch. The worst. Draw your own conclusions. Wow. That's something you would watch that, wouldn't you, Frank?
Absolutely. I'm fascinated by Casey Kasem.
48 Hours on Saturday night, you're going to love it. You're going to love it to death. More TV news. You know, we had celebrity diving. You remember that with that Anderson, that fat guy, what's his name? The comedian.
Louis Anderson
diving in the pool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had celebrity apprentice. We had celebrity Big Brother, Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Stars Junior. And now, celebrity campers.
Yeah. What are you
ABC getting celebrities willing to rough it in tents and fish and hunt.
45 seconds, Mr. Evans. Hey, real quickly, the 48 Hours thing, Kasem, when's that on?
It's on Saturday night on NBC.
Well,
okay,
and finally,
who had their mouth redone? George W. Bush. Hi, Bill Clinton. Well, Ronald Reagan or Joe Biden?
I'm going to go with Joe Biden.
I was going to go Biden.
I'll say Reagan.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, the answer is Joe Biden. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'll talk to you on Monday. Aloha, hui ho, sip.
One of us didn't get it.
Mm. One of us never does.
I would feel stupid if I were that guy.
Oh, we're talking about Mike Evans here?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Listen, thank you so much for everything. You've given me a great life and a great career, and I appreciate it. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, not enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. If you're traveling this holiday weekend, you won't be alone. AAA is expecting at least 54 million Americans to be in their cars and driving at least 50 miles to spend Thanksgiving with family or friends. Airports will also be busy as more than 30 million Americans will be traveling by air. President Trump is firing back at Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
On Wednesday, Roberts responded to Trump's rebuke of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday, saying there's no such thing as Obama judges or Trump judges. On Twitter, Trump insisted there is indeed such a thing. He insisted that Obama judges have a much different view than the people who are charged with the safety of our country. He said the Ninth Circuit consistently overturns government cases dealing with border security. Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
The president is with his family in Florida to celebrate Thanksgiving. He began his holiday this morning with a round of golf with sports legend